Hello, it's Mandy from Read to Me Mama and Sully. Say hi.
Hi.
Today we're going to read Ninja Turtles Robot Rampage. It was late at night. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were in an abandoned warehouse battling their enemies, the Krang. Inside each robot body was a blobby pink brain. Smash! Raphael knocked out a Krang. A pink blob jumped out and scurried away. Slam! Donatello tried to use his wooden bow staff against another robot. It bounced off. The robot was not hurt. Are you kidding me? Donatello cried. The Krang sent a laser blast toward the turtles.
I think I'm too high.
Raphael, Michelangelo, and Leonardo held up their metal weapons. The blast bounced off when it reached Donatello. It blew his wooden staff to pieces. Dude, your weapon just exploded, Michelangelo said. Donnie, take cover, Leonardo ordered. The Krang kept attacking. Leonardo threw a ninja star at a forklift and sent it plowing into the robots. The turtles were safe. Donatello found an empty Krang robot. Hey, guys, give me a hand with this, he said. What's it for? Raffaella asked. Don't you want to understand how these things work? Donatello replied. The other turtles helped him carry the robot back to their underground lair. When they got there, they found their new friend April working on her computer. The Krang had kidnapped April's dad, and turtles were trying to help her find him. The turtles' sensei Splinter walked into the room, holding a new wooden staff, and handed it to Donatello. Look, Donnie's got another stick to break, Raphael taunted. I can't keep fighting with this, Donatello told Splinter. I want to use modern technology. You may upgrade your weapon, Splinter said. But remember, combat is not a video game. Donatello thought for a moment. That's it. I'll turn combat into a video game, he said. Splinter shook his head while Donatello dragged the robot into his lab. He's a smart one, right? April asked with a smirk. The next day, April told Raphael and Leonardo about the website she made. It's a message board where people can post things they see around the city, she said. It could help us find my dad. Someone had posted a news video about a gas explosion in the warehouse district. April hit pause. They could see a Krang in the background. We'll check it out tonight, Leonardo said. We can't go out in the daytime. Splinter didn't want people to see the turtles. Well, I can, April said, and left the lair. April looked for the Krang. She spotted one and followed it into a warehouse. She hid behind some barrels. She heard two robots talking about an experiment. They had a weird way of speaking with words in the wrong order. The mutagen will be tomorrow unleashing in the water supply, the human supply of water, one said. Mutagen was the radioactive ooze that turned the turtles into mutants. If the robots put it in the water, many people would mutate. April gasped and turned to leave. She had to tell the turtles. She knocked over a crate. The Krang heard her. She kicked out the window just like a ninja. Back at the lair, Donatello was ready to reveal his new weapon. The other turtles heard loud footsteps. Boom, boom, boom. They turned around and saw a robot that looked like a turtle. Take me to your leader, the robot said in Donatello's voice. Donatello stepped into the room holding a video game controller. Gentlemen, this is the future, he said. I always thought the future would look taller, Raphael said. Isn't it cool? Donatello said. I built it from the Krang parts. It can do all the dangerous stuff while we stay safe. So it's for wimps? Raphael said. Try it, Donatello said. Attack! Raphael, Leonardo, and Michelangelo all sparred with the new robot, but none of their attacks could make a dent. Let's call it Metalhead, said Mikey.
No, that's not Metalhead.
That's Metalhead. That night, Michelangelo, Raphael, and Leonardo went out into the city. They leaped across rooftops and waited on a ledge. Clang, clang, clang. Metalhead slowly caught up with them. Donatello was back in the lair, controlling the robot like a video game. "Quiet," Leonardo said. "Someone's coming." It was April. She gasped when she saw Metalhead. "What is that?" The turtles explained about Donatello's robot. "We have to do something," April said. "The Krang are going to poison the city's water supply with mutagen." April led the turtles to the Krang's warehouse. The turtles got ready to confront the Krang. Leonardo stepped in front of Metalhead. "Donnie, I need you to hang back. Metalhead is too clumsy." "Clumsy?" Donatello said. Metalhead's arm rose and punched a hole in the wall. "You're not coming, Donnie," Leonardo said. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael sneaked up on the Krang while April and Metalhead waited behind. The turtles lurked in the darkness, watching the robots load mutagen onto the trucks. Suddenly, they attacked. "Hi-ya!" Raphael shouted.
"Hi-ya!"
Metalhead waited with April on the rooftop. Back at the lair, Donatello could see April through the robot eyes. "She's so beautiful," Donatello said. "Good thing she can't tell I'm staring at her through the monitor." Donatello's voice came out of the robot. April looked at it. "You know I can hear you, right?" she said. Donatello laughed nervously. Of course, I was joking," he said. He pushed a button on the controller. "I hope she bought that," he said to himself. This time the voice was coming out of the robot even louder. "That's the megaphone," April said. Donatello tried to change the subject. So, how do you think the guys are doing?" he asked. Just then, an energy blast shot through the roof. "They're everywhere," Michelangelo shouted. "Run!" "Not good," said April. It sounded like the three turtles had been quartered by the Krang. Suddenly, Metalhead crashed through the ceiling and landed in the middle of the action. The turtles and the Krang all stared. "Why are you standing like that?" Leonardo asked Metalhead, who his arms were in a weird position. "Don't I look heroic?" Metalhead said in Donatello's voice. "No!" Leonardo shouted. "Sorry," the robot said, putting his hands on his hip. "Wrong button." The battle with the Krang continued. Metalhead really did seem invincible. The Krang's lasers couldn't hurt him. The turtles were finally winning. Donatello watched from the lair, excited. He moved faster, blasting lasers all over the place. Finally, he found his target. Boom! The mutagen exploded. The city's water supply was safe, but Metalhead was damaged in the explosion. Donatello lost contact with the robot. He was frantic. He pushed every button. "Guys, if you can hear me, run," he shouted. One Krang blob jumped out of the damaged robot and into Metalhead. Metalhead's eyes glowed red. Now the Krang was controlling him. Evil Metalhead attacked the turtles. Back at the lair, Donnie wanted to help his brothers. Splinter handed him his wooden staff. "You're right," Donatello said. "It's time to stop playing games." He ran out of the lair. When Donatello reached the warehouse, he faced off against evil Metalhead. The other turtles took on the Krang. Donnie dodged attack after attack until one blast broke his staff in half. "Not again," he shouted. He spotted a loose beam on the ceiling and positioned himself under it. "Come get me," he called out to evil Metalhead. Evil Metalhead sent out one more blast. Donatello jumped aside and the laser hit the loose beam. As it came crashing down, Donnie rolled out of the way and the beam fell on the robot. Gears crunched and sparks crackled when Donatello stabbed his foe with his broken staff. Evil Metalhead was defeated once and for all. The Krang brain jumped out and scurried away. "Awesome!" Donatello shouted after defeating the Krang. Michelangelo and Leonardo patted Donnie's back. "Nice job, bro," Mikey said. Donatello was proud of himself. "Not bad," Raphael said, "except for the part where you got us into this mess in the first place." Back in the lair, Donatello began to work on a new project. Splinter thought he looked sad. "What troubles you?" he asked. "This was all my fault," Donatello said. "Yes, you are responsible," Splinter replied. "But you are also responsible for saving the city." Donatello felt better. In the end, there was nothing better than a wooden stick, he said, except a laser-guided wooden stick. Donatello held up his weapon he was working on. Then he slammed it against the ground. The staff was starting to make a strange sound. "It's not supposed to do that," Donatello cried. "Run!" The end. See you next time. Can you say bye?
Bye.